This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1309, When You Want a Career and a Slower Pace of Life, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator of this show, and today's a special day as I'll be introducing a brand new author to the show, Emma Scheib, although she has been a regular on some of the other shows in our network for a while now. So with that, let's hear our very first post from Emma on our show as we continue optimizing your life. When You Want a Career and a Slower Pace of Life, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. When most people envision having a slower life, it doesn't involve having a career as well. Slow living usually conjures pictures of homeschooling on a hobby farm with dreadlocks and no Wi-Fi. Having a job, let alone a successful career, doesn't usually fit into the picture. One of the most common questions I get asked is, do I need to give up my job or career to adopt a slower lifestyle? Or how can I integrate slow living ideas when I have a busy job or career? And if you want one, doesn't that mean you automatically don't want the other? Pursuing both the career and slow living. Firstly, in my humble opinion, it's okay if you want to pursue slow living, but also work hard and sometimes long hours in your profession. Having a career and a slow focus doesn't need to be mutually exclusive. For a large portion of the population, work, I'll stick with the concept of paid work here, makes up approximately 1/3 of your day, and many of us work in jobs we enjoy and find rewarding and fulfilling. There's no way you'd consider giving it up. But there are a few things that will help you to both slow down and keep your career. 1. Be honest about your choice. First, if you have a strong inclination to pursue your chosen career, whether it's flying planes, managing your local fruit shop, or writing a book, then you need to acknowledge that your time and energy are limited and finite. When you say yes to your career, you automatically say no to something else. Sometimes that something else is a time-consuming hobby, other times it's a rigorous or competitive sport. Sometimes it's your kids or spouse. That doesn't have to be a negative at all. It might simply mean that in order to work a 40-hour week, you need to outsource some home things. Although, please note, you can't outsource time spent with loved ones. Trust me on this. 2. Having strong boundaries. If you've leaned into workaholism in the past, even just a smidgen, you'll need to employ some strong boundaries if you want to avoid going back to the fast lane. It's far too easy to be fooled into thinking that more hours, projects, money in our working life equates to more happiness. In reality, research tells us the opposite, that there is a happiness plateau at around $80,000. Making more than that won't necessarily equate to more happiness. If you are an employee, set strong boundaries about what you will and won't do from the beginning. Are you willing to do overtime? Or willing to cover extra shifts? Answer work emails outside of work hours. State your boundaries and then get your boss to repeat them back to confirm they are crystal clear about what to expect or not from you. And 3, consider fitting your career around your life. Over the past few years, I've become increasingly passionate about the idea of crafting my career or work around my life, as opposed to having to fit my life around my career. This is an entirely new way of thinking. When I grew up, both my parents worked in traditional jobs, mom as a bank teller, dad driving taxis and trucks, and their employers dictating when and where they would do their duties from, and there was no leeway. Fast forward a few decades, and the American workforce is made up of 1/3 freelancers, that is, people who are contracting their services to others largely on their terms, and often from home in their pajamas, eating pizza. We live in an age where we can pursue a career and make money on our own terms. You can be a virtual assistant, a virtual coach, a virtual illustrator, virtually anything. It's easier than it's ever been to be your own boss. Of course, being a freelancer or small business owner doesn't shield you from overtime and long work hours. You'll still bump up against the fast lane, perhaps even more frequently. Boundaries will be just as important and perhaps harder to stick to when you are in that meeting with yourself. Why I gave up my dream job for my life. I loved my dream job as an intelligence analyst for the New Zealand police. It was one of the closest things to an FBI agent, which has been my real dream job since watching Clarice take down Hannibal Lecter in 1991, as you can get here in Lil NZ. But there was no possibility of part-time or working from home. I had to fit my life around my job. I had to fit my family around my job. So I eventually said no. And since then, I've built a cobbled path of odd jobs to contribute to the food kitty. immersed myself in mindfulness techniques to slow my life and reduce stress, and discovered ways of building a wee business that enables me to work in my pajamas on things that inspire me and fill up my contribution bucket. To me, this is exciting. It's a second chance at a second blooming. And it's a chance to finally step out of the rat race, the fast lane, the crazy busy. You just listened to the post titled, When You Want a Career and a Slower Pace of Life, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to Emma, who, like I said, is a brand new author to OWD. Emma Scheib gained her master's in psychology in 2013 and has since worked full-time in corporate research positions for government agencies. She recently gave up her dream job, as she mentioned in the post, to pursue being a happier mom, living a slower pace of life. She's also dipping her toes back into her long-lost love, creative writing. She writes regularly over at Simple Slow Lovely, and you can also connect with her on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Simple Slow Lovely on either platform. But that's going to do it for me today, and another installment of Optimal Work Daily goes into the books. I thank you so much for being here, and be sure to do the same tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.